WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to the Stoked Mind Gym. You know that feeling when you're stuck in a rut, going through the motions, just kinda existing? Yeah, I've been there. But guess what? One of the best ways to break free from that mental slumber is by cultivating a sense of genuine curiosity. Think about it. Life's a wild ride, full of fascinating people, intriguing ideas, and unexpected adventures. It's begging to be explored. And when you approach it with curiosity, everything becomes more vibrant, more meaningful, more interesting. Today, we're diving deep into how to cultivate that sense of wonder. Trust me, this isn't about becoming a working encyclopedia or spending all your time at the museum. This is about rewiring your brain to see the world as a playground of possibilities, where every interaction, every experience, can be a learning opportunity. All right, let's get down to it. Here are 5 key takeaways to spark that inner explorer. First off, question everything. Don't just accept things at face value. Seriously, even those facts you think you know might have another side to them. When someone tells you something, don't just nod along. Probe deeper. Ask why, how, what if. It's like flexing your intellectual muscles, keeping your mind sharp and engaged. Remember that famous quote from Socrates. The only true wisdom is in knowing you know nothing. Pretty profound, right? Second, be a people watcher. Ever notice how fascinating it is to observe people's interactions, their body language, their level quirks? It's like watching a live-action drama unfold, full of hidden stories and unspoken emotions. Start paying attention to the world around you. Notice the barista's unique latte art, the dog walker's mischievous pat, the couple sharing a knowing glance. You'll be surprised by the richness of everyday life when you start truly observing it. Third, step outside your comfort zone. This is where the real magic happens. Try new things, explore different hobbies, venture into unfamiliar territory. Whether it's taking that pottery class, trying a new cuisine, or just saying yes to an invitation you wouldn't normally accept, stepping outside your bubble exposes you to fresh perspectives and unexpected joys. It's like expanding your mental horizons, discovering hidden talents, and realizing how much more there is to life than what you already know. Fourth, make time for learning. This doesn't have to be a chore, folks. Find topics that genuinely pique your interest, whether it's history, science, art, or even something as niche as the mating rituals of dung beetles, no judgment here. Read books, listen to podcasts, watch documentaries, engage in conversations with people who are passionate about their knowledge. Learning should be a continuous journey of discovery, fueled by genuine curiosity and a thirst for new insights. And finally, practice gratitude. This one might seem counterintuitive at first, but hear me out. When you're grateful for what you have, you naturally become more receptive to the wonders around you. It shifts your focus from what's lacking to what's abundant, opening your heart and mind to the beauty and possibility that life has to offer. So, picture this. You're at a bustling coffee shop, watching people stream in and out. A guy with a handlebar mustache is engrossed in a thick novel. A young woman is sketching furiously in her notebook, and two friends are deep in conversation, animated gestures flying between them. Suddenly, that familiar feeling of boredom fades away. Instead, you feel a surge of curiosity about the stories behind those faces, the ideas swirling in their minds, the paths their lives might take. You find yourself smiling, eager to see what unfolds next. Maybe you even strike up a conversation with the woman sketching, asking her about her art. This simple act of connection, sparked by your newfound sense of curiosity, opens the door to new possibilities, enriching both your experience and theirs. Remember, my friends, cultivating curiosity isn't just about gathering information, it's about igniting your inner spark, embracing the unknown, and living with a sense of wonder. Keep those questions coming, keep exploring, and never stop learning. If this resonated with you, hit the subscribe button, share this episode with a friend who could use a dose of curiosity, and leave a review telling me what you think. Until next time, stay curious.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.